Listening Guide. Uncle Tom's Cabin. Chapter 1. In the early 1800s, black people were not free in America. They were slaves. Rich white masters owned them. They used slaves to work on their farms. Many masters were terrible to their slaves, but some were kind. Master Shelby was one of them. Chapter 2. The next morning, Mrs. Shelby knew that Eliza had run away with Henry. "Oh, dear," thought Mrs. Shelby. "Mr. Haley will kill Eliza if he catches her." Mr. Haley was very angry when he heard Eliza had run away. Mrs. Shelby decided to slow Mr. Haley down. This would give Eliza a chance to escape. Chapter 3. Eliza's husband George had escaped from his master too. George's skin was very lightly colored, so he was able to look like a white man. He did this by coloring his hair yellow. Chapter 4. While Eliza and George traveled north, Mr. Haley took Uncle Tom deeper south. For the last part of the trip, they took a boat. On the boat, Tom met a sweet little girl named Eva. She was a beautiful girl and made people smile. Chapter 5. Master Legree's farm was a terrible, dirty place. Tom had to wake up before sunrise. All the slaves had to pick cotton in the fields. They worked under the hot sun all day. Chapter 6. Tom lay in the shed for 3 days. A stranger came to the Legree's farm. The stranger was a young white man. He asked Legree,
"Do you have a slave named Tom?"
Legree lied.
"No, there's no one here named Tom."